bait my hook, I'm a throwing out my line. I bait my hook, I'm a throwing out my line. Hey, I got some special fish and tackle now. I catch fish all the time. Well, I ease my pole, I see if she will bite. Ease my pole, I see if she will bite. I'm a hula popper, baby. I catch fish through the night now. Yeah, because I's fishing, we's fishing, y'all fishing too. You gobble, bobble, bobbin', baby. Tell me what the only one thing that I wanna do. I wanna fish with you. Hey, now there's movement on the water. They're moving and it's in your pond. Watch your pond, baby. And there's something in the water. There's something that's in your pond. Mm-hmm. You got that easy kind of fishing of which I am fond. Yes, indeed, I. Because I's fishing, we's fishing, y'all fishing too. You got me bobbing, bobbing, baby. Tell me what to do. I only one thing now I want to do. I want to fish with you. Hey, you're tugging on my line and you're putting up a fight. Don't worry, baby. I'll pick you up right there. There's only one thing I want to do. I want to fish with you. It's true. I reel you in, baby. You're flopping, you're on my bank. That's my bank, baby. And I reel you in, baby. You're flopping on my big four-poster bank. Ooh, now I look up to the heaven. Ooh, do I think? Yes, indeed, now. Because I's fishing, we's fishing, y'all fishing too. You got me bobbing, bobbing, baby. Tell me what to. Only one thing now I want to do. I want to fish with you. I want to fish with you. Yes, I want to fish with you. Yes, I do. You take the bait, baby. You take my own now, please baby. Don't split the hook now. You take the bait, baby. One more time. You take the bait, baby. All right.
Go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
Marco Sastry, Ricky Layton with us this evening. Do I remember right that was a co-write with Tim Goshorn?
That was.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad
I
be
wanted, here. We got a lot fun. Of catching up to do. Let's start with Live Number 5, a new Live Bluebird CD that is one hot number.
Thank you very much.
How many venues did that encompass?
Just one, and it's basically one night. I think it's all one night.
Was it one night?
Yeah, I think it's all one
night. I thought it was taken from a number of different nights, but it is a great, great collection.
We're happy with it. You know, we're playing fairly, yes, fairly well on that one.
Indeed. You've got a concert coming up on Sunday evening at the Beringer Crawford Museum up in DeVue Park. Is this going to be a full-blown Bluebirds thing?
Yes, an 8-piece Bluebirds band, horns and the whole shebang. It was a lot of fun. We did it last year, and it was great.
Is that your very favorite conglomeration of folks, is getting the big band together?
You know, it's all good. I like it all, whether it's we're playing in a little club with a upright bass, as we do at Bella Luna on Fridays and Saturdays, or Ricky and I are playing a duo or something. It's all good. But that is a lot of fun with the horns, because it's a powerful thing.
Well, having the separate stuff keeps it all fresh all the time, too.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the
same, really,
I mean, you can do the same songs in a billion different arrangements.
And exactly, and you get different people with doing different things, and it helps, and it really works well.
And I do like taking, like, Hendrix tunes and doing them with a horn section, and our tunes, doing them all different ways.
But it's good to have Randy back for gigs here and there. And I saw just a few weeks ago up the Rail House. By the way, you were at Allen's for some 20 years or so on Sundays. Now it's the Rail House. And did I read right that you're outdoors now while the good weather's there? Or is that just a one-time thing?
We haven't done it. We never got outdoors because it rained all this. It's rained every time, so we can't get outdoors. But, yeah, we might be outside. It is great to be playing with Randy and have him back again. He's a very special kind of guy.
You think?
Very special kind of guy. They're all great. You know, all the guys are great. He's got his own thing. He's great.
We might mention the Rail House was formerly the Iron Horse Inn.
Iron Horse.
Nice venue. It's really on the railroad tracks.
Actually.
In Glendale.
If the westbound train, everybody needs to take a shot of whatever they want. If it's eastbound, it's whiskey. Something like that. Every time a train goes by.
That's on Sunday evenings, and it's a relatively early start, too, which I like.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. Yeah, it is good for
the elderly.
The oldsters.
Don't look at me. Friday and Saturday nights, Bella Luna?
Yes, sir.
With the Bluebirds.
That is Chris Arducer and Don Aaron and myself, and it's upright bass, guitar, mandolin, the same kind of things, just kind of brought down, a drum set. We do all kinds of stuff from Charlie Christen to Hendrix to, you know, and then all of our originals, we just do it all.
And then another fun spot for summertime action, Pirates Cove.
Pirates Cove.
Four Seasons. And Ricky, we mentioned the Rail House. You guys with Robin Lacey.
Yeah, I play with Robin Lacey and Desideco, and we're also going to be doing some dates at the Rail House throughout the year, and we're doing one of the Behringer Crawfords this year, too.
So they're right after us, right?
Yeah.
You're coming up on this Thursday night, so you're 2 weeks from Thursday.
A week from Thursday, right? Exactly.
Okay. Indeed, we're doing some Catch It Up with Ricky and with Marcos, and we were talking about some concerts. I'm wondering about Cincy Blues Fest. Are you going to be on the bill this
year? We are on the Cincinnati Blues Fest, and we are on the Lebanon Blues Fest the same day. So we get done with our set, drive our cars, and go to Lebanon and play. We're doing them both.
Hot stuff.
One at 4:30, and the other one's at 8, I think.
That's coming early August. That's the 3rd of August.
The 3rd of August.
I ran across a picture of George Harrison's son, Danny, in front of his dad's guitar collection recently, which was pretty massive and pretty impressive. I'm wondering what your collections are like, your guitar collections.
I've got a lot of guitars. I have way too much equipment. I've got some really nice pieces.
Dozens? I mean,
I probably have somewhere around that, maybe 20, something like that, which is kind of called down a little bit.
I'm at 14.
You're at 14. Yeah, so I'm at 14. I just don't bother counting. It's depressing. But I've got a couple of nice pieces, like what his piece right there. That's D45. A very nice guitar right there. What is that?
That's a 41, actually.
Oh, it's a 41.
Yeah, it doesn't have the fancy back.
And I've got some old Gibsons, and for Dragons, you can't take them out playing much. But they're great. They're great in the studio.
Yeah.
And I play a Sur, which is a more modern, it's a handmade modern guitar, which a lot of people are playing boutique instruments now, because your standard fare has pretty much gone international corp, and the quality's not so good on, you know, what you're, I'm not going to say names.
I deal with it by playing a Line 6 Variax, which has every guitar ever made modeled in it, so I don't have to take my good ones out. I can leave my good ones at home and play that and still get the sound.
It's got a sitar and a banjo in it.
Yeah, I can get me banjo sounds and everything.
Either one of you ever been ripped off, have a guitar ripped off?
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. Had a Gretsch bass taken. Oof. Do you even know Gretsch made basses?
Oh, yeah. Gretsch made great basses.
First guitar you ever owned?
K.
Stella.
Presents?
Presents, yes. And I went.
Sister's hand me down.
Yeah?
I went on a trip with my father to Argentina, and I got. And when you go down south, guitars are very, very big. And you go into the airports and the little gift shops, they have guitars all over the place. So he bought me a classical. So Airport gift shop. In either Argentina, it could have been Mexico. I'm not sure where it was. So, yeah, those are the first instruments that I had.
Oh, I have a picture of me walking through the woods with my first guitar.
Cool.
My sister's first husband was a photographer, and he used to snapshots all the time. So it's very special.
What did you say it was, a K?
A K.
Okay, awesome, yeah.
And yours was a Stella.
Stella. The K's are worth money.
Yeah. They were solid. I tried to break it and couldn't.
Guitarist Marco Sastry and Ricky Layton with us here on Around Cincinnati. Catch Marcos with the Bluebirds 8-piece big band this coming Thursday night, Behringer Crawford Museum. The following Thursday night, Ricky with Robin Lacey and DeZydico, same place, Behringer Crawford Museum. Great catching up with you, fellas.
Thanks, thanks so much.
Great seeing you. Thank you very much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Have a great summer. I just want to be your loving man. I just want to be your loving man.